I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
47 degrees, light drizzle, feels like the Pacific Northwest, not the upper Midwest. Welcome back, Sports to the Max on a Wednesday. Eric in for Mike. It is 7:09 on your 50,000-watt boomstick. WCCO, the Hammer. Craig Schreffer is our studio coordinator. There might be a dust-up in here tonight. He's got his Milwaukee Brewers sweatshirt on, and I walked in with a Los Angeles hoodie. That may not play well, Hammer.
You're going down to six games.
We may need Edgar Linares, I call him Cronkite, he's that good, to come in here and break it up. Obviously, Brewers, Dodgers begins Friday, game one at Miller Park. We'll talk to Lane Grindle about that in a few minutes, play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Brewers. What a run the Brew Crew is on. I believe that's 11 straight wins going back to the regular season. And they got through Chicago, knocked off the Cubs in game 163 at Wrigley. And then they sweep away the Colorado Rockies. So the Milwaukee Brewers are four wins away from their second World Series appearance ever. The only other time the Brew Crew has played in the Fall Classic was 1982 against the St. Louis Cardinals, and they lost. That's back when Milwaukee played at County Stadium.
And was in the American League.
Yeah, they were in the American League. How about that? So they could pull off what the Houston Astros did, the old double switch. Remember, the Astros won the World Series last year, beating the LA Dodgers in seven, and they came out of the AL. Previously, the only other World Series appearance for the Astros was in 2005 when they took on the Chicago White Sox as a member of the National League. So the Brewers trying to follow in the Astros' footprints. Next hour, we'll talk some football. Matthew Hatchett checks in with us, former Minnesota Vikings wideout. And Al Newman, two-time World Series champion with the Minnesota Twins, will join us as well at 8:35.
Now let's go to Kevin.
All right, but now let's talk some hoops with our good friend Kevin Lynch from Fox Sports North, who covers the Minnesota Timberwolves during the season. And Kay Lynch, it's been a while since we've chatted. I know you're probably doing very well, but what's going on with the ball club, the toxic Timberwolves? Jimmy Butler shows up today, and the reports coming out of ESPN and other media members who have sources within the building are saying things got very explosive.
Honestly, Erica, first of all, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. It's been a while, but yeah, I didn't really know until late this afternoon that there was, fireworks at practice or that he even showed up to practice. So, what a mess. I mean, you can't say it any other way. It's just, I don't even know where to begin with all this stuff, but I mean, get the guy out of town, trade him, try to get as much as he can for him. If you keep him, a few more days or weeks, or, it's just poison for everything. And Butler declares, just days before training camp begins that he wants to be traded. Why didn't he say that back in, or, make sure that he tells the team back in June before the draft that he wants to be traded? And then there's some dispute whether he told everybody earlier in the summer or spring, so I don't know what's exactly going on, but it's just so sad that, at the end of this upcoming season here that everything goes down the tubes and you just get a throwaway season. Hopefully that's not the case, but if you hang on to this guy too much longer, it's with how things are shaking out in the Western Conference, it's going to be tough. So, yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's an NBA soap opera right now, Kevin, as the T-Wolves world turns, I guess we'll call it for now. But according to ESPN, Butler was very candid and vocal today in the practice, lobbing verbal grenades at head coach Tom Thibodeau, GM Scott Layden, and, of course, teammates Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. Butler had not practiced so far this season after requesting that trade 3 weeks ago. And look, I know I was all in when they acquired Butler on draft night a year and a half ago. I was at the Mall of America Rotunda when he showed up. There was a huge crowd. I figured he was the missing piece to get the team into the playoffs, and that was the case. But as you look back, and it's easy to second guess now with what's happening, but did Tom Thibodeau get a guarantee from Jimmy Butler that he wanted to be here big picture? Because obviously he didn't.
Well, that's, I mean, and this is all going to be talked about at some point. I mean, the dust is going to settle, whether it's coming up here quickly or maybe 6 months from now. But, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wanted Butler on this team when they made that deal, but at what price? And I had a hard time kind of letting go of Zach LaVine and his potential. And I told people a year ago that I kind of wish it would have been Wiggins and they would have kept LaVine. And maybe with the season that Wiggins was coming off of at that point, we averaging just under 24 points a game that season, I thought maybe they could have dealt Andrew Wiggins and, say, Chris Dunn for Butler. So you get Butler, you keep that seventh pick, and you draft Lauri Markkanen, and you keep Zach LaVine as well. I like the looks of that as far as getting Butler. But, you know, the guy, he doesn't want to be here, and he's forcing his way out of town after one season. So that is a legitimate question as far as do you make that deal to get Butler for 1 year? Yeah, you get to the playoffs the first time in a long time, but you give up three good young pieces to get Butler for 1 year, and then he forces his way out. So it's ugly, and you don't have any choice. You got to get rid of him and try to get something for him. So hopefully this clears up really quickly, and it's just not good.
Yeah, it is clearly toxic. There's no question, as we talk with Kevin Lynch from Fox Sports North, part of the Timberwolves broadcast team. And look, Jimmy Butler's creds as far as a player goes, I mean, he's an all-star. He plays both ends of the floor. He's lights out defensively. I mean, I like everything about the energy he brings. But now, as we know more, and he's trying to force the hand of the T-Wolves with this trade, yeah. Let's not forget, Kevin, he talked his way out of Chicago. I mean, it did not have a good ending in Chi-Town. And it's a similar ending here in Minnesota. So if you're the Miami Heat or anybody else out there who is thinking about bringing Butler in, now you have to say, hey, the guy comes with baggage. I think he's hurt himself a lot.
Yeah, no, you might be right. I mean, you know what's funny about Butler is what's the narrative up to this point really in his NBA career of what he's all about? He said last spring, doesn't care that much about money because he's already made so much. Doesn't care about the size of the market that he plays in. All he cares about is winning. That's another thing he says. Well, it turns out that none of that is true. He wants to go to losing teams like the Clippers, the Nets, or the Knicks. They were all losing teams last year. None of them were in the playoffs. And they all, by the way, all have some money to spend so he can get his $190 million contract. And he wants to go to big markets. So I guess he is a bit of a diva in dealing with him. But that's not been his reputation up to this point. But, another thing too, Eric, with this whole situation is there's a little trend that seems to be brewing that kind of, started maybe with Kyrie Irving wanting to leave Cleveland, even though they won a title and they've been in the finals for a few years, and he kind of forces his way out of town. Kawhi Leonard with San Antonio was a huge mess last year. And these top players in this league, for a long time, it's been, they're kind of, the players are running the asylum kind of thing, and it's getting worse. And this type of stuff for these players is going to continue to happen, and it's sad. And who is going to end up losing are franchises like Minnesota or San Antonio or Cleveland. And all these guys, they want to play with their buddies, the other star players, and they all want to go to big markets so they can maximize their brand or whatever you want to call it. And it's pretty ridiculous, and the Wolves are going to pay for it.
Yeah, and it's a turnoff for a lot of fans, no doubt, who follow the NBA. And I think you hit on a good point, Kevin. the Brooklyn Nets. When I first saw that on his reported list of demands, I said, Brooklyn, are you kidding me? The New York Knicks, they're a horribly run franchise, and if they played in Salt Lake City, they would get no attention. They only get a lot of media hype because they're in the Big Apple. And then the L.A. Clippers are always going to be the second banana to the L.A. Lakers. So the red flags went up for me on that one, too. And, you know, back to the trade with the Bulls, you brought up Zach LaVine. A lot of people like Lauri Markkanen. And let's not forget Chris Dunn. That was Tom Thibodeau and Scott Layden's pick out of Providence a couple of years ago. They liked his defensive presence, shutting down other point guards. And if you were to ask me right now, do I want Chris Dunn or Jeff Teague, I like Chris Dunn because there's way more upside.
Well, there might be some truth to that. Dunn, and this is just my opinion, he didn't do much as a rookie. At the same time, he didn't play much. He didn't get a lot of chances. So there's some that's legitimate for sure. That was the piece of that whole deal that I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And I wasn't really surprised that Dunn started to turn himself into a decent player last season. So I like Chris Dunn. I really like LaVine. And I tell you what, Lauri Markkanen might be the best out of the three at the end of the day. And that could be the folks that are laughing the most at the Chicago Bulls, getting Butler out of town, you know, getting these three good young pieces from the Timberwolves. And plus, the Wolves have to deal with everything with Tom Thibodeau, so it's not looking good right now for the Wolves. And I don't know what they do, but I think number one, you got to trade Butler. But it sounds like there's conflict between Thibodeau is trying to keep him still, and Glenn Taylor, the owner, is trying to get him out of town. So it's at the very top, there's big issues.
Yeah, this is going to be fascinating to watch it play out. And hopefully from the Timberwolves' perspective, Kevin, when they make a deal, it'll be a good one, or at least as good as you can get in these unique circumstances. The last thing you want to do is get fleeced and watch Jimmy Butler go have success somewhere else at your expense. But, boy, I don't think anybody saw this coming when he came here before last season.
That's the thing, too, Eric, is okay, you want to get traded. Well, how about tell the team and be emphatic about it in May? End the season and end of April when they lost to Houston. You know, give yourself a month, and then in May, go to Thibodeau and just say, hey, man, get me out of here. I want to leave. But this all kind of comes out literally days before training camp starts. And so, Butler has to take some accountability with that, too. He should have told them sooner, because if he wants to go, make sure that the team knows that he wants out sooner, because now he kind of puts himself in a tough spot by waiting until September to tell the team he wants out. So a big part of this, obviously, is Butler's decisions.
Kevin, always great to catch up with you, and we'll see you out at Target Center soon.
All right. Thanks, Eric.
All right. Very good. He's Kevin Lynch, Fox Sports North, and I guess we all should have known something was up when, before the All-Star game last January, played in Los Angeles at Staples Center, Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns refused to fly on the same jet to go play in the All-Star game. That should have been the first red flag. It's 7:22 here on WCCO.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.